best to you, but it's the future to a Special Olympics athlete.
This is Bill Newman, WHMP.
We return with Scott Lively, the evangelical minister from Springfield, originally from Franklin County, who is running for governor as an independent. Scott Lively, you're known probably most for your opposition to what you call the gay agenda, that you are being sued now with claims against you that you're violated crimes and committed, rather, crimes against humanity by endorsing the so-called Kill the Gay Bill in Uganda.
No, I never did.
Well, I know that's your position, and I know your position is the lawsuit should be thrown out, although to date it absolutely has not been thrown out by the Federal District Court in Springfield. You say that homosexuality is condemned by God, and therefore it should be condemned by the state. And I take it you mean it should also be outlawed and subject to penal sanction, or no? Tell us.
No, I think that...
What's your position with regard to homosexuality in Massachusetts, which you think is a winning platform for governor?
I think all sex outside of marriage should be discouraged by government.
Okay, so you're in favor of gay marriage?
No.
That's marriage.
No, not it's not marriage. Marriage is a union between a man and a woman, and not between two people of the same sex. You can redefine it to attempt to make it so, but that doesn't make it so. But I'd say that we all have a vested interest in having a mainstream culture that is healthy and that affirms the norms of the way we're designed. And
as you define them,
right? As I define them, and I define them the way that most of our grandparents and great grandparents would define them. I have no problem with people making personal choices in the privacy of their bedroom. I have no problem with subcultures in which people who share those lifestyles have discreetly interact together. I just don't want it to be mainstreamed. I don't think we should have gay pride parades marching through the streets. I don't think we should have...
You don't think that's a First Amendment right?
Well, I believe it is a First Amendment right, but just because it's a First Amendment right doesn't mean that, you know, the Satanists aren't doing it.
Well, they could. They should if they want to.
I think they have better sense.
They do it, but they just do it at night, so you're not there.
I'm saying that there are a lot of people who want to live outside the mainstream culture who are doing it in a way that is not threatening the rest of
us.
But
if it's so creepy and has such a yuck factor to you,
why? Yeah, what's threatening about
What's
it?
Threatening, exactly?
Equal marriage has been, and I will say equal marriage or gay marriage, however you would like me to define it, in this state for 10 years. I have not been threatened. I have been happily married that whole time.
Well,
not one gay person has threatened me about this in any way ever. And I live in the epicenter of gay culture.
We're talking about the essentials of civilization. We're talking about the foundational platform of family, a man and a woman, their children, grandchildren, grandparents woven together in the social fabric. That norm is fragile. And that when you start abandoning the idea that marriage is a sacred institution and that sex belongs inside of it, then you begin to have massive social breakdown, as we did in this country starting in the late 1950s and early 60s. And that the homosexuality wasn't a major aspect of it at that point, but now it's the cutting edge, and actually it's now the cutting edge is polygamy and then pedophilia. Those are the things lining up behind them. But whenever you abandon the premise of that sex belongs inside of marriage and the society affirms that and protects marriage as kind of a cocoon around the natural families, then you're going to have a continuously increasing amount of sexual perversion that's going to have a destructive effect on the society.
I'll just say I totally disagree with very many things that you just said right there, but I will ask that if sex outside of marriage is the real issue, why is everything that you are writing about and saying about all about the LGBT community? There are any number of awesome sins in the Bible that you could go after even some that don't have anything to do with sex.
You aren't
corruption.
Reading. You aren't reading my.
I went to your blog today, and the topmost blog post is basically saying how you're heartened by the fact that people like Vladimir Putin are doing their job for society and cracking down on the gays.
Well, you know, I think Putin is actually doing a good thing.
I can't wait till the Boston Globe puts that along with your picture.
I'd love to have him come and run against Obama. Of course, Obama can't run again, but I think he'd.
Oh, no, he will. Didn't you see Obama 2016 or whatever that movie was?
Yes, we won't go there.
Tell us this. In following up on what Monty was just commenting on, you have on your blog, and you are known mostly for what you're railing against gay people, saying they should be in the shadows, they should be hidden, they should not be seen on the street, they should they be allowed to
see? I said that they should just live discreetly,
separate meal counters,
just live discreetly, just don't stop pushing sexual perversion into the mainstream culture. It's not healthy.
Now
it's not good for anybody.
I get that that's your position, and I would also probably, I mean, tell me if I'm wrong. You believe sin is unhealthy for
there
society,
are some,
right?
There are
all sorts of sins, and this is only one of them, right?
I think there's a fair number of homosexuals that actually agree with that position, that they're not interested in changing the mainstream culture. They just want. Remember that was actually the goal.
But they also just don't want to be hidden.
That
they don't
was
want
the
to have
goal.
To hide either.
Remember that was the goal.
They don't want to be second class citizens.
Let me finish the sentence. That was the goal at the beginning, right? The Mattachine Society, Dale Evans, all that. The right to be left alone. That was the goal. It wasn't until 68 that the movement changed its focus from a desire for tolerance to a demand for complete integration, celebration of homosexuality,
so do you think
control
that,
of the cultural institutions.
So Scott Lively, do you think that employers should be able to discriminate against LGBT employees and not hire them and fire them because of their sexual preferences or orientation?
I don't think that that's happening. You know, I think these anti-discrimination policies that have been put through. Matter of fact, here's a challenge to you, as the ACLU guy, I've drafted what I call the First Amendment Supremacy Clause. It's just real simple. It says that in no circumstance shall sexual orientation regulations supersede the First Amendment rights of individuals, churches, and religious organizations to freedom of speech and freedom of religion. Now, would you support that as the ACLU?
Well, I respond to that by telling you that I don't see that there's a division, that I think the First Amendment right to speak is crucial for the LGBT community. I think it's crucial for minority rights, and that fact it is the protection of minority rights that is embedded and is the foundation of the Bill of Rights in this country, because the majority, which you want to take off, you take
I
over.
I challenge you, Bill, that's actually not what we're seeing across the country. Is wherever these anti-discrimination policies based on sexual orientation are going into effect, that the very next step is that homosexual activists, and not wanting to use it as a shield to protect themselves in discrimination, which I support, they start using it as a sword. They go to the Yellow Pages and find the Christian businesses with the fish sign, and they go there and demand that they start printing their wedding announcements or baking their wedding cakes. And it's basically aggressive action against people of faith.
Have you ever met any real people like this?
Well, I read the stories in the paper. These are real news stories taking place.
How many homosexuals do you know and have any sort of relationship with? Even like a level of that we have. We've met each other several times.
Well,
I kind of like you in a weird way. I liken you to Darth Vader.
Right.
Where I'm like Luke Skywalker, and you seem like you're going to build the Death Star, but there's good in you yet. I'm going to draw that good out of you,
know,
Scott
if,
Lively.
If,
That's
if,
my goal in life.
If you guys weren't focusing on the things...
But hold on, answer my question, though. How many gay people do you know? Like real gay people, families with kids that are raising their kids and in the gay family with their gay agenda up on the refrigerator?
Well, probably not many in that context.
I challenge you, as you are running for governor of this state, meet one family. Spend a week with them.
I am not ignorant of homosexual culture.
No, no, no.
Yeah, but
I'm not talking about homosexual culture as you define it. I'm saying get to know a real human being.
The woman comes
to Jesus
at the
well.
That's just a canard, man. That's
no,
just a canard. It is. Obviously.
You don't need to know black people to know that they are going to steal from you. Every black person is going to steal from you.
That's another canard is that somehow that opposition to homosexual conduct and the desire for it not to be mainstream.
I didn't say anything about conduct. You don't have to go watch them do it.
Right,
just
but
hang
that's,
out with
but
them as human beings.
That's my opposition. I am opposed.
So you're fine with them loving each other. You're fine with them living together. You're fine with them doing the
as
privacy.
As long as they don't do the one act.
As long as they don't. Well, no, I think Scott's saying it's okay to do it in
I'm
private.
Saying, right,
is it okay
I'm
to
saying,
do it in private?
Look, I believe in civil liberties. I think everyone has the right to choose the wrong things. to a certain extent.
Yeah, look, here I am defending
your
freedom
of speech. But why are you making your whole...
Right. I think we have more in common than you actually realize.
You're making your whole life's work about going after the LGBT community. Jesus is at the
life's
well.
Work. My life's work is to defend the biblical perspective regarding sexuality and family. Now, homosexuality
why
is one aspect
one issue,
of it.
Why,
because that's the cutting edge. That's where the battle is right now.
Because that's what Jesus did. He fought for sexuality and the family. No,
Jesus
the only
was
time
very
Jesus got
clear.
Mad was at people that were ripping people off in the temple.
No, Jesus got mad at a lot of things. As a matter of fact, if you want to read, look at Revelation 19. Revelation 19, the soon coming king, not the baby in the manger, not the man on the cross, but Jesus, the conquering king of Revelation 19, he comes to judge and make war.
Well, let him do
that's
that.
His profile.
But when Jesus is the man on earth, the woman comes to him at the well, he gives her all of her backstory about how many men that she has slept with, and he says, let he who's without sin cast the first stone.
Yeah, you're mixing up your Bible stories.
Well,
that's actually the woman caught
was.
In adultery.
Okay, got it.
Yes, and what
he
does he say
on,
at the end?
He writes on the dirt. He won't even acknowledge them
right.
that they are accusing her of all this stuff. He won't even entertain the fact that they're trying to persecute her for this. He then says, he who is without sin cast the first stone. They leave down their stones and walk away. He says, they have not judged you, and neither do I judge you. Go and sin no more.
Exactly.
Now,
go
Scott
and sin
Lively,
no more.
If all
that's
you
all
said,
I'm saying. No, go and
is,
sin no
that
more.
That is not all you're saying. You're trying to radically make your whole life about everything. You're not just saying, hey, you guys, I love you, and I'm hanging out
well,
with
let
you.
Me
I'm
ask
learning
you,
about
let me
you.
Ask you, Monty.
Go and sin no
let
more.
Let me ask you.
I don't agree with what you do, but
I know. But
I love you, and go and
by
sin no more.
By your interpretation of that story, you're suggesting that Jesus abolished all of the law just because he didn't condemn her in that situation.
No, what I'm saying is that let's let the judgment be up to God. Even God, in mortal flesh as Jesus, which I'm assuming you believe he was, chose not to judge her at that point. Why do we as human beings have more right to go and judge people
like that? I want to ask a second question. And why do you think that the government, on your behalf, should prosecute and persecute these people?
I don't.
Great. So you agree that there should be equality before the law?
I believe...
Yes or no?
I believe that our government should be discouraging sex outside of marriage as obtrusively as possible to preserve people's rights to make choices to live.
Should our government be discouraging hunger?
Yes.
Should our government be discouraging medical maladies? Because Jesus went around discouraging hunger and medical maladies. He didn't go around discouraging sexual behavior very often. And when he had the opportunity... He decided not to judge them. He'd go and heal somebody or raise somebody from the
Jesus
dead.
What Jesus said is he restated the Genesis standard for sexuality. Genesis 1:27 and 2:24 says that we are created in the image of God, male and female, two halves of one complementary whole. And then 2:24 it says, therefore shall a man leave his family and cleave unto his wife, and they shall become one flesh. That's what Jesus restated. When they came to him talking in the context of divorce, he said, he repeated that. He said, don't you remember that you're created in male and female? And then, and he says, what God has joined together, let no man put asunder.
So
that
me,
was the
so,
one flesh paradigm.
So, Scott Lively, 50% of marriages end up in divorce. Would you prohibit divorce as well? As governor?
You know,
as governor.
That wasn't true back when our society actually did discourage sex outside of marriage.
Well, yeah. Right?
But
very
as
tiny
governor,
number.
Would you do that? Would you,
persecute
other people as much as you want to persecute gay people?
I don't want to persecute gay people. I want to restore a cultural consensus that sex belongs in marriage. We'd be happier as a society if we did that.
Says you.
Says our grandparents and our great-grandparents. Look at what things were like in the 40s and 50s. Take the racism issue aside. I agree with you. That was a big mistake. But aside from the race issue, when you look back at
aside
the 40s
from the
and
race
50s,
issue, aside from the persecution of political radicals, aside from McCarthyism, aside from the Red Scare, aside from
I probably would have been on this against you on the Red Scare, and I think actually they kind of won that battle. But in terms of things related to family and community, if you compare the late 40s, the 1950s, you know, after World War II, the family, the culture that we had, that you didn't have to have two people leave the household and have to go to work in order to keep the family. You could have a house, you could have a car, you could have a family with one wage earner, and that you could send your kids out to play in the street. You didn't have to worry that they're going to be raped by the next door neighbor. You know, that was the culture.
So that's why you made your your campaign about the minimum wage hike?
I have a fairly broad number of things that I'm interested in.
We never hear anything about that. All we talk about
do you support the increase in the minimum wage?
I actually don't think I weighed in on that point.
But see, that's the whole point. You're not really concerned about making a family and having a house and living comfortably together and in love. You're against things that have to do with what you believe is a gay agenda.
You haven't read my brochure. No, see,
all I've had to do is
you guys want to put me in a box.
With you.
You guys want to put me in a box in which the only that's the Alinsky approach, right?
That's what I've been studying, the Alinsky approach, obviously, for 10 years.
You pick the target. You freeze the target. See, that's the thing, like the Republican newspaper. I've actually sent the Republican different press releases about things I've done. They will only cover me when it comes to the homosexual issue. They want to keep me locked in that box because that's the box they can keep getting
helping poor people and the disadvantaged. Do you support? I take it you will support or do support the Affordable Care Act.
I actually belong to a shared risk pool. I don't like the previous system we had. I don't like Obamacare either. I think the private sector. Risk pools in which individuals are stakeholders in the billing process will keep costs down and keep the doctors and the hospitals honest and keep the patients involved in their own health care.
Do you support unions and union wages and the right to collectively bargain so that people can have one wage earner in the home and go back to the days like when my grandfather was a teenager?
I support private sector unions as long as they're not coercive, as long as it's voluntary.
So
I'm against public sector unions. I think it's unconstitutional that when you have both parties in the contract on the same side of the table working for government, that is wrought with problems. So what I suggest actually is that we have a civilian oversight panel to all public sector union contracts with the power to refer any questionable contract terms to a vote of the people. That's what I think would be
the reason that we call them rights, Scott, is because they're rights, and the government and the majority should not be allowed to take them away from those individuals who are the minority and cannot control the levers of power. It seems to me you're making an argument for taking over the government in all its glory and using that authority of government to impose
your will.
No, I'm
talking about shrinking the government.
Yeah, but you're talking about shrinking the government in a way that will allow the authority and the power that it has to coerce people to abide by your belief system.
No, I think we need to roll back regulation and policies that have been put in place over the past few generations and back to where we had a more sane system, right? Are you saying that all the history of our country up until this generation was acting unconstitutionally in all these matters? No.
Yeah, but the Constitution
they had a better understanding of the Constitution than we do. At least.
I think we gotta leave.
We'd love to continue this, but we're going to have
to
come back. Good, Scott. We appreciate
it. And next time, we'll either talk all about the LGBT issue or none to see, hear more about those other issues.
We got more in common than I think you really will.